Afterthought by Woman of Bones. Mother said she never wanted me, that I was an accident, a car crash, mother, am I merely a corpse in waiting? She told me when she had me, they lay me on her breast. She screamed, "Get this thing off." Apparently, she threw me from her chest. I banged my baby head on the floor. Dented. Fucking dented. Little needy thing. A thing. Am I a thing? Maybe I am the afterbirth. Useless and dried up. Apparently. I suffer with dehydrated emotional disorder. Apparently. I envy people who walk in straight lines. Apparently. I envy people who can eat chocolate without sticking their fingers down their throat. Is that too defiant for poetry? What, though, could be more defiant than an afterbirth that survived? Bulimia is a virus caused by trauma. So is defiance. Bitter I am, watching my reflection, awaiting the revelation. Show me someone uglier than me, I'll give you a fiver, a tenner. Fuck it, take it all, then step back again and again. Amuse yourself by watching how many times my head can spin round before it falls off. Kaplunk goes my brain. I thought for years my mother and I were demons in dresses. Her snores were signs of possession, my vomit clues to my devil activity, and as vile as my thoughts. Her fingers spiteful, my resistance to religion, God, 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 she used to like to draw my blood. No wonder fear has been my first name. Blame my allowance, no budget for joy, no room to manoeuvre, running through life like a rabbit waiting for a headlight, waiting for horror round every corner, waiting for the end. And what of this end? Must this poem have a clever conclusion, a kapow ending, banging like my baby head? Why? Why can't it fizzle out to nothing like the years I wasted trying to fit a smile on my face the right way round? Sometimes I wish I had a beard and a big pair of bollocks and a gut large enough to break down my past in stomach acid. Dissolve my history in puke. Spit me out with the bones across the table of your perfect life. That was meant to be the last line, but it doesn't fit like me. I didn't even fit my birth, pulled out with a metal scoop, dropped, damaged. I've decided all my poems from now on will have choices. Pick what one suits you or walk away before you arrive at the climax. Here it comes. Choice. If goddesses continue to hurt their little goddesses, wipe off their grins with a good kicking, stiffen our flesh with fat remarks, decorate our coffins with their unresolved moods. Mother said mine will be made of wire and big thighs and bad words and all I wasn't and unsaid sorries and fat fucker worms. That mother was a lie. I never really lived, so how come I can die?